Well, as we do around each time this week, we give you the heads up on what's coming up in and around Sydney and, of course, New South Wales. This Saturday, it's the Vistla Surf Pro Series, which gets underway at Manly Beach. And to tell us all about it, we're joined on the line by Ethan Smith, who is the Media and Communications Manager for the event. Ethan, thanks for your time.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
As I mentioned, the action starts this Saturday, February 24, at Manly. It's a world-class event, and it runs over 9 days.
The Vistla Sydney Surf Pro is, I guess, one of the biggest surf events probably to hit Sydney for 2018. It's going to be a QS 6000 event. So basically what that means is it's the higher tier of the qualifying series, which is the thing that you really need to do in order to make your way onto the championship tour, which is obviously the tour that most people see with the likes of Mick Fanning and Kelly Slater, you know, your Steph Gilmores, etc. They would have followed a pretty similar path to get onto the tour. They would have obviously had to do the QS 6000s and the higher ranked events to get onto the world tour. So basically this is a step before the big, you know, the big bang, so to speak, of the world tour. And everyone will be really hungry to not lock in a pretty good result.
So is this the first time it's been held in Sydney?
Yeah, we've had other events in Manly in the past, but this is a brand new event. The very first year that the Vistla Sydney Surf Pro is being hosted on Manly Beach.
Yeah, that's such a great location as well, Manly Beach, especially for surfers.
Yeah, look, I think Manly is a bit of a natural amphitheatre with, you know, both the big headlands there. It's a bit of the spiritual birthplace of surfing, having hosted the 1964 world titles, which Midget Farrelly won. And, you know, more often than not, if you get a little bit of east in the swell, then you're guaranteed to have pretty contestable and playful waves. So, yeah, I think everyone's pretty happy that the event's back on down there, and hopefully Huey delivers, and, yeah, we get some swell.
Now, Ethan, I believe 6,000 points are up for grabs in this competition. Can you just take us through what that actually means?
Yeah, so I guess in black and white, if you can get 6,000 points, that basically gives you a giant leg up to qualify for the championship tour for what will be 2019. Jesse Mendez, who actually won the 6,000 event last year in Manly, he was able to finish second on the qualifying series and make his way onto the world title, world championship tour this year, where he'll be fighting again for a world title. And he managed to win two of those events. So he won an event at Newcastle, which gave him 6,000 points, and he also won an event at Manly, which gave him 6,000 points. Generally, the cutoff to sort of qualify is between anywhere around that 15,000 to 18,000 point mark. So 6,000 points is a huge leg up if for anyone looking to qualify for the tour that following year.
How many people are taking part in all this?
There'll be around 250 people from around sort of 20 different countries competing in this. We'll see around around 150 of the men and a little bit over 70 or 80 for the girls. So yeah, there'll be a fair few people there, and they'll be basically coming from all four corners of the globe to compete.
So it's not just the best international surfers that are competing in the Vistla Pro. Some of the local junior surfers will also be taking part.
The Pro Junior Series is basically one of those things where surfers who are 18 and under can really strut their stuff and show that they have the potential to potentially qualify, or the promise to potentially qualify, I should say. From there, that's when they go on to the qualifying series. But the World the Junior Series is a bit of a leg up to go into the World Juniors, which take place. They actually took place in Kiama in January this year, and that's a bit of an accolade in its own right. But it is a step before going on to the qualifying series. So. Yeah, the Pro Juniors will take place on the opening weekend before the qualifying series gets underway the next Monday.
Ethan, best of luck with the event, and thanks again for joining us.
No worries. Thank you so much for having me.
Ethan Smith there, the Media and Communications Manager for the Vistla Sydney Surf Pro Series. The action kicks off this Saturday, February 24, and runs for 9 days. For more information, visit worldsurfleague.com. That's one word, worldsurfleague.com, and search for the Vistla Sydney Surf Pro. Well, why not make a weekend of it and stay at the Novotel Sydney Manly Pacific? The hotel is hosting a series of events during the Vizsla Sydney Surf Pro to highlight all that Manly has to offer. And joining us on the line is General Manager James Ferguson. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Michael.
James, your hotel, the Novotel Sydney Manly Pacific, great location there.
We're located beachfront on North Stane, right on Manly Beach. So we're around about 100 metres back from where the event is going to be held from North Stane.
So what have you got on offer if people do want to make a weekend of it, come to the Vizsla Surf Pro, but also stay for a couple of days at the hotel?
Well, we've got beautiful rooms overlooking the Manly Beach, iconic location, the beach bar, which is opening up. We've got a pop-up art show, which is happening by Libby Watkins in our Paradiso pop-up bar. So you can come down and enjoy a signature cocktail inspired by Libby. Look at her artwork, which is going to be on display throughout the hotel. There's going to be a lot of action happening, lots to eat and drink and enjoy. You know, the Vizsla Pro just looks like a fantastic opportunity for Manly.
And it is fairly easy to get to Manly. If you're in the city, you can hop on a ferry and get to Manly Wharf there and walk through the Corso and eventually get yourself to the beach. Of course, you can catch the buses. You've got the new B line happening now. But if you're already in Manly and you want to head back to the city, well, you just hop on the ferry again.
Absolutely. You know, Manly is really connected to the CBD. You know, we're only 20 minutes away by fast ferry, 30 minutes by, you know, the traditional Manly ferry. A great view of the harbour as you go through. You know, you can bring your luggage on board the ferry and have a great trip over. It's we're about an 8-minute walk from the ferry wharf to the hotel. Really easy to get here. You know, we're really connected. Also, you know, you can drive if you wish. I always recommend the ferry because it's such a great way to travel. But, you know, and you can park at the hotel.
James, a little earlier, you touched on the art exhibition that the hotel is hosting, Escape to Paradiso. What more can you tell us about it?
Well, Escape to Paradiso is a pop-up bar which we're doing with Libby Watkins. So Libby's a Northern Beaches artist, and she's inspired by what happens and the you know, the ecology of the Northern Beaches and the art and the activities that happen around here. So inspired by the ocean, inspired by the people around in the Northern Beaches, she's a real personality, and we have the great opportunity of being able to feature her artwork throughout the hotel. And yeah, it's just a great opportunity for the Vizsla Pro to show what is happening here in the Sydney Northern Beaches, and particularly Manly.
James, it sounds like a fascinating exhibition. Thank you very much again for your time.
Pleasure. It's been great to talk to your listeners, and please get down here and enjoy the Vizsla Pro. It's going to be a great event.
James Ferguson there, the General Manager of Novotel Sydney Manly Pacific. And that's what's on for another week, thanks to Destination New South Wales and Accor Hotels. Book your summer holiday in New South Wales with Accor Hotels and enjoy $1 breakfast. Book now at accorhotels.com/NSW.